Thanks for joining us as we continue our journey through the Bible today, Psalm 89, verse 48. Who can live and not see death? Or who can escape the power of the grave? Several years ago, there was a Time magazine with the cover story titled, How to Die. And in this story, the author, Joe Klein, described the last days of his mom and dad. Now, I have no problem with the topic, but I find it tragic that Time is explaining how to die without addressing what happens next. You see, Scripture is clear that everyone is going to die. The writer of the Hebrews tells us that everyone is destined to die, Hebrews 9:27. No one has the power over the time of their death, Ecclesiastes 8:8. But Scripture is also clear that death is not final. Following death, judgment comes. And for the believer, the judge is our Savior who is there to welcome us home. If you're walking through the last days with someone you love, I encourage you to talk openly and honestly about Jesus. Let them know how much Jesus loves them. Let them know that Jesus died for their sins on the cross. Use the time to explain how they can know Jesus and be sure of what happens when they close their eyes in death. Let's not leave it to the culture to teach us how to die. God's Word is the only place we find the promise of eternal life. And here's some passages to read and reflect upon. John chapter 5, verse 24. Truly I say to you, whoever hears my word and believes him who sent me has eternal life and will not be judged, but has crossed over from death to life. Those are the words of Jesus. John 8:5, some more words of Jesus. Very truly I tell you, whoever obeys my word will never see death. And one more, John chapter 11, verses 25 and 26. Jesus said to her, I am the resurrection and the life. The one who believes in me will live even though they die, and whoever lives by believing in me will never die. Father, thank you that even when we walk through the valley of the shadow of death, we don't have to fear. Thank you for being with us to give us the courage and comfort we need to cross over from death to life through Jesus Christ. We pray in his name. Amen.